Welcome to the Naya's in the Bathroom podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about our 2023 predictions. So it's already the first month. We're already getting into the second month of 2023, but we're going to talk about what we think is going to happen throughout the year. I'm Aubrey.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Naya.
I'm Jamie.
Welcome Jamie.
Welcome Jamie.
She just joined our podcast.
Just that cool.
Yeah, she's just that cool.
She's amazing. We love her.
So, what's our first little prediction? I've had a lot of weird ones. I don't want to just straight up go with the this person dies, that person dies, but a lot of them have been this person dies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, one of mine is Kris Jenner dies.
I don't think she will.
Honestly. She probably won't. She's what, 67?
Yeah. I was thinking about one, I completely forgot who it was.
But Johnny Depp.
No, I don't
Amber
think...
kills him. Dead.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's, what, 50...
He's, like, 59.
He's 59.
He looks well for his age.
No.
Remy said he was.
Remy's a liar.
Yeah, and when he said... When Remy said that he was 57, I literally looked it up, and I was like, he's 59.
Yeah.
Which is... It's... Yeah. We can get into that later, because I have something really funny to say about that. But, I have there's a bunch of them that I have that is like this person dies. Like someone was like, I don't know, what if like Trump gets assassinated?
That's what I was thinking.
No, and I saw a comedy video about that. It was like Trump would be the funniest president to see get assassinated because like he'd be like talking bad about someone who he's going up against, and then like. And, like, he'd make a funny noise as he gets shot. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think it might be a little funny. Definitely the funniest assassination. Yeah. And then another one was Joe Biden dies during...
His presidency.
Yeah.
All stuttering and everything.
Yeah. Because both him and Trump are, like, incredibly old.
They're they're late 70s.
Yeah, also, funny topic. When Joe Biden... was, like, his first year, he was 78, and a bunch of people that wanted Trump to be the president were like, oh, well, Joe Biden's too old, but if Donald Trump were to run again in, what, 2024?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He would be 78.
Yeah.
Now that's funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
They're just decrepit at this point.
Yeah.
I don't really like to get political.
I don't either. I just thought it was a little funny.
Yeah.
Who likes politics?
Nobody.
God. Oh, Kanye. Either Kanye like does something really, really big and bad.
Yeah.
Or everyone forgets what he did and starts liking.
He's kind of already forgotten if you think about it. I've not seen much Kanye stuff anymore.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What?
He's actually Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah. I looked into this last night and turns out that he's Jewish and like really Jewish.
Oh wow.
And people from where he was from were saying that he was the perfect Jew and
what?
Yeah. No.
What is that?
Yeah, I know. So
whoa.
Yeah. I was mind blown too. So,
Kanye might do something big this year.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of funny.
Like, maybe he releases a new album Hitler.
A new album, and it's, like, talking about how he's, like, one of the greatest beings close to God, something like that.
It probably will be like that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's gonna be, like, a natural disaster or something.
Oh, yeah. Like a big one.
Yes, like a
not
big
just
one.
Like a kind of small earthquake that destroys a couple buildings, but like a really
yes.
big one.
Not even like an earthquake, like...
A tornado.
Or a forest fire. Or
a
like
tsunami.
Even just out in space, like an asteroid or something.
Yeah, a big asteroid.
Yes, that would be...
Or it's like, guys, there's an asteroid and it's coming to hit Earth. And then when it hits Earth, it's like a pebble.
Yeah.
like the movie tropes, like...
Did you watch that movie, Don't Look Up?
No. Did you watch that one episode of Jesse?
Is it on Netflix?
Yes. Okay, and it's got Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
and it has, and like, I forgot her name, but it has Timothy Chalamet in it. I don't like him personally. But yeah, I remember. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, but like the president wasn't carrying in that movie at all.
No, and I'm pretty sure the president was a woman. Yeah. And then they parodied like so much. Like they parodied Joe Biden as like this guy. It was funny. But
dang.
Just making sure that this
year compared to all the other ones.
But
see that?
It's a good movie.
I feel like if the newest Minecraft update comes out this year, it's gonna be what, like, because Minecraft's been falling off a lot recently with its like more recent updates. Like the game's become a little less, I don't know, Minecraft.
Yeah,
that's what people have been feeling a lot recently, so I feel like that this could be what, you know, pushes it off the edge. Nah, guys, there's gonna be a big Fortnite event. A big Fortnite concert. There's gonna be a Kanye Fortnite concert, guys!
When we first recorded this, you said that Mr. Beast is gonna get some sort of backlash or something.
Oh my god, no, that is really funny.
Yeah, so, like, actually, right after that, yeah. Like, he started, like, getting some backlash about some gender thing. Yeah.
No, there's something else.
Really?
So in the first episode, no, not the first episode, when we first recorded this, yes. One of our predictions was, oh, Mr. Beast might get canceled for something really big. And right now what's going on, so recently he released a video saying, or where he cured 1,000 people of blindness. So those 1,000 people don't have, they aren't blind anymore. Because it's a 10-minute surgery that costs $1,000, I think. Something like that. I don't know. And he made it so that 1,000 people weren't blind anymore, which is great. And a lot of people on the internet right now are like, well, if he was just trying to do a good thing, he wouldn't have made a video about it. He's just trying to get more internet clout. And it's like,
so?
Why does it matter?
No, literally.
He's like, just sharing what
he's
done.
Showing what he's done.
Yeah. Also,
he's proud of
the reason why he records these videos is so that he gets more money to do more things like this.
Yeah.
And people are trying to cancel him. People are trying to cancel him, and it's so wild to me. It's like, people on the internet try so hard to look for something bad that, like, they don't see all the good in things. Like, Mr. Beast is an amazing man. He's said some bad things in the past, and, right, like, sure, him recording a video of, like, his good deeds doesn't make it an actual, necessarily, good deed, but it's 1,000 people who no longer are blind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're gonna act like he's still a bad guy for recording the video? Like, whatever.
That's horrible.
He's given people cars.
Yeah, no,
like,
he's
really
giving,
expensive cars.
Yeah, he's giving people cars. And another thing was, like, he gave someone a Tesla, and, like, they're like, okay, well, Elon Musk doesn't support universal healthcare, so you should be giving people Teslas. And it's like,
who cares about
it's a Tesla.
It's a car.
It's a car.
It's a cool car.
And it's a car. It's a reliable thing that you can use.
Like, did you know that when they get the Tesla, that there's like a gas can and a generator in the back?
No. I did not know that.
That is really funny.
Yeah. So
that is really funny.
Not reliable.
Another thing. People will be like, well, he gave them a Tesla, and Elon Musk doesn't support universal healthcare. Do you know where they're saying these things? Twitter.
Twitter?
Twitter. Yeah, I can get up to it on Twitter.
I even know.
Who bought Twitter, guys?
Elon Musk.
So it's such a...
He sees everything now.
Logical fallacies, guys.
I wonder if he can see messages on there.
Oh, probably. God. Speaking of Twitter, though, something big is going to happen with Twitter.
I feel like Twitter's just going to fall off.
Either it's just going to completely fall off.
I thought it already did.
It kind of is, but yeah. it's like, or like, he's
delete.
Gonna, yeah, I think he, what if he just deletes it?
That's, yeah.
Like what happened with Vine. Who bought Vine?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I mean, TikTok bought Musical.ly and it was like, boom.
Yeah. No, they bought it, he might just delete it.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be really funny if he did. Where do you think all those people would move to, though?
Facebook,
the people on Twitter,
Facebook,
what, Reddit,
probably
Facebook,
maybe
I don't know.
Really funny.
That would be funny, but I don't know.
Reddit or Tumblr?
Yeah,
YouTube. Tumblr.
I feel like they'd go back to Tumblr.
That'd be really funny.
What's Tumblr?
Or YouTube?
It's another social media platform that, like, only weird millennials use.
YouTube's like videos, though, and you can't really just type something.
Yeah, you're not gonna go in the comments and,
start an argument.
Yeah.
I mean,
people do.
That's what
people do that. But
I mean, like,
really?
That's silly.
You can't post pictures on YouTube, which is kind of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, that people do on Twitter.
Maybe Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I think Facebook, Instagram.
Maybe Instagram. Maybe
Instagram. It could be Instagram.
I hope not.
I like Instagram.
Yo, we're old Twitter users and we're angry.
Oh my goodness.
Like, well, why don't one of you Twitter users create a new, like, platform? Like, it really, like,
called.
Figure it out.
Bird.
What else? What's another good prediction?
Feel like, okay, for years now, there's been, like, oh, these animals, like, are about to be extinct. I feel like one of the endangered species is just gonna go extinct. I mean, it's been years now, like...
Pandas?
I hope not.
I'm pretty sure pandas are getting better.
I think so.
Polar bears.
I want to actually look up the list right now. Because...
I feel like the rhinos, like,
yeah.
I think the white rhinos, I think it's called. I don't
Weren't there only two left in the world?
Or there's also
both women?
White tigers, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Siberian tiger? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
White ones.
Tariga.
Endangered animal list. Oh my god, my phone is being so slow.
Endangered species.
Endangered peepee.
Tiger. Giant panda.
Yeah, that's
blue,
like...
Blue whale, snow leopard, red panda.
Which one's most endangered?
Asian elephant.
I think it's so funny because, like, they're all, like, the prettiest...
So funny?
Not funny at all,
that's
but, like...
so funny.
The prettiest animals because people were so ignorant to kill them and have their freaking hide.
The number one most endangered species is the... I don't know how to say it. Javan rhinos? It's
what is it?
J-A-V-A-N. I don't know if it's like an accent on the
Is it a J bird?
It's a rhino.
Oh, yeah.
Javan the rhino. One I was talking about, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it is that. I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but I think things die over time.
Things die.
It's kind of sad to think about, but... This year or the next year, like, something's gonna go extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's gonna be a big thing, because people are gonna be like, look what you did! Look what the human race has done! And it's like, I mean, things die over time.
Yeah.
The human race did have a big impact, because people were ignorant just to hunt them for their stuff, but... yeah.
I like rhinos.
Me too, that's my favorite animal.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna be really off topic, but I want spaghetti.
Yeah,
that sounds really hungry.
I'm leaving that in.
I think there's gonna be like a really big weird fashion trend,
like
a controversial one.
Yes, like I was saying in the one we recorded before. I feel like clothes are gonna become just like an accessory.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big scandal.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh. I seen this video about, like, these designers, and, like, all they did is they took a dress, and, like, they flipped it the other way, and it was like that.
Yeah,
oh, that video.
And then, like, run like that.
Yes, it is like, so weird.
Why?
Yeah.
Who likes that stuff? No one.
Who turned on Simba here?
But, I mean, over years, designers and runway shows, fashion shows, nobody actually wears that stuff. Unless you live in New York City.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, nobody's actually going out of their way to put freaking tinfoil all over their body and call it fashion.
Yeah. Either you live in New York City or you're Johnny Depp.
I know this is really weird, but I feel like pedophiles are somehow going to make a comeback. Like,
Not like that.
But I meant like,
what is this?
But like, they're going to try to be like, oh, we're part of the LGBTQ.
Oh my god.
I remember that. They were trying to get a flag.
Pedophiles.
Pedophiles were like, it's our sexuality, like, we belong. Come on now.
That's you're into minors. You're into...
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, because sexuality is... you're attracted to a specific gender.
Yeah.
Not
a child. Yeah. Not an age.
Yeah, not an age.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I feel like they're gonna somehow try to make themselves valid.
They probably
again.
Will.
Well, I not mean, again, but like.
Yeah, they're gonna try to make themselves valid see, like they did before.
TikTok has been so strong about like hiding that stuff, like community guidelines and things.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, they'll allow like mothers to like be breastfeeding, but then they're. Their boob will just pop out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those videos?
Yes.
And I'm just like, what?
Or I'm like, for or me? Like, when yes. they hear that I see who you are.
Yes.
That stuff. And there's, like, famous people showing off their...
Yes.
Yeah.
Or, like, some nude, like, nudes.
It is, oh, that's yes, what it I is meant. Literally... Yeah. And I'm just like, wait a minute. So my video got taken down because I was wearing a pair of shorts and a tank top that clearly showed nothing, but then... This will be on here, and it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wait a
it's
minute.
It's because it's a probably, like, health or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but I mean, come on now.
Come on now.
People are obviously using that footage.
I feel like there's gonna be, like, something... You know, like, how, like, the Blue Whale Challenge came back,
yep.
like, 2 years
ago?
Oh my
god.
Yes.
Blue Whale Challenge.
Something... awful.
It's basically people going online telling you to do things to self-harm yourself.
There's like 50 challenges.
Oh, and if you don't do it, yeah, the last challenge is to
die.
Kill you.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yes.
I didn't know it was like that.
Like a different challenge is going to come back, like the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, yeah.
The tripod.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
Do you know like little tripods that you put in like your, is it? Your laundry machine?
Tide Pod?
Bruh! Tripods! Those are to hold your phone.
Did I say tripod?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Tide Pod.
Tide Pod challenge.
Oh.
Yes, I remember that.
My baby sister did the Tide Pod challenge.
Yikes.
Oh no, give it back.
Old, I'm gonna search up old trends.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe eat a spoonful of soap.
What if Vine comes back?
That's technically
TikTok, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok is... Everyone was saying this a few years ago, and everyone's like, shut up! But everyone's TikTok
silly
is
bands,
doing fine.
Yo-yos!
Okay, I remember one challenge, and it was kind of disgusting. I mean, people were literally trying to weave a thing used for protection...
Oh.
During intercourse, through their nose and out their mouth.
Ew.
Oh, I hate those.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Huh?
When people would use condoms to like, they would like put them through their nose and try to pull them.
Oh,
out.
Oh.
Or the one where they would fill it up with water and drop it on their head.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, those were the dumbest things ever. I was like, what are you doing?
I feel like big water balloons are gonna make a comeback. You know?
Yeah. I miss the wobble bubble ball.
Me
yes.
too.
Bring back the wobble bubble ball.
Yes, literally.
2023.
I feel like there's going to be, like, a really big YouTuber scandal this year. Like, I think it was last year or the year before, it was, like, Arcade Craniacs.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Yeah, the couple that made, like, parodies of, like, children's, yes. like, videos targeted at children, and then the guy ended up being really weird.
The Among Us Potion,
The Among
yes.
Us Potion.
Oh, wait, the guy that,
He seemed weird.
Did really?
I mean, yeah, he did seem pretty weird. And if you look at the old thumbnails of their videos, you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute.
Okay. Wait, the two couples.
Yeah,
yes,
Nicole
the
and,
couple.
I don't even remember
Nicole
what
and the
I'm
weird
pretty sure
guy.
Nicole was, like, underage.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was grooming her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Really?
He was so
bad.
Scary, though.
Yeah, he was really funny looking.
He was extremely
the
funny
The Among Us Potion.
Do you guys remember... Someone was saying, like, you know the young guy and the really old chick who were dating?
Yes.
And they were, like, trying
oh,
to have
yeah.
a baby
Cheryl
and
stuff. Cheryl and...
Oh.
Yeah,
I know.
Queen Cheryl?
Oh, wait.
Did she really die?
No, she's still alive. She's still thriving.
They
make Twitter videos.
Actually, I was just
yes.
thinking about this. There's already kind of been a big YouTuber scandal this year. Or maybe not YouTuber, but definitely Twitch streamer. So, what's it called? Deepfake. Do you know what deepfake is?
Yes, I hate that. It's literally scary. So, I remember Shane Dawson made a video on it back when I was in my Shane Dawson era. back when he wasn't canceled. But it scared me so badly.
It's kind of like, it's a very realistic, like, photo or video editor. So
basically, you can alter. It has, like, facial movements you can do.
Yeah.
And you can alter your face into literally anyone.
But recently, a Twitch streamer was streaming, and, like, for, like, a fraction of a second, he showed his tabs, and one of the tabs was, like, this website where he was looking at inappropriate deepfake videos of other, female Twitch streamers, and one of them was his friend.
Oh, my
It was,
goodness.
Who was it? I think it was Ludwig's girlfriend. Do you guys know who Ludwig is?
No, yeah. I don't.
Okay, well, she knows who Ludwig is. It was Ludwig's girlfriend, one of them.
Oh my god.
And, yeah. He's, like, this really, really big, like, creator. Like, this is, like, some Call Me Carson kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Goodness.
Yeah, it was really bad. And that happened, I think that happened, like, beginning of this year.
Yikes.
It was either that or, like, very end of 2022, but...
Him?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No.
Those scare me so bad, the deepfakes. Yeah. I mean, there was videos during 2020 of, like, the, Dwight and the other dude from The Office, like... edited on Charli D'Amelio's body dancing, and it was freaky because it looked so real.
Uh-huh.
Dang. I was like,
no,
oh,
deepfake is like advanced.
It's extremely advanced, especially when it was made a long time ago.
Uh-huh. And it's just been like getting better and better, and it's like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I think the deepfake website might get. I think it. I don't know. Hold on.
But oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I feel like those are definitely gonna be more common and more scary.
I feel
that's
like
that's gonna get someone canceled this year. A fake video of them.
I don't know.
I feel like Wendy's is also gonna make a really good comeback.
It was either the creator of the website that the inappropriate deepfake videos were on, or it was just the deepfake like creator, the person who made deepfake. Either one of the two were deleted. I don't know. Something like that.
Of
but yeah.
Y'all remember Wendy's roasts? Like
oh my god.
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna come back.
No, it's gonna be Taco Bell this time.
You know what's gonna get canceled?
What?
In-N-Out Burger. Because they only have
two items.
Three things.
Yeah, they got
three things.
They got two different kinds of burgers.
I don't enjoy them.
Fries, three different types of milkshakes, and soda.
I do not enjoy In-N-Out.
Oh yeah, you can get the we did it after a wrestling tournament. It was like the 4x4. So have you guys seen that on TikTok?
No.
There is three people from the wrestling team. Or four. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then they went and got it and they all ate it all. It was like a big burger. It was like this
big.
Oh
my goodness. It was probably had like four patties on it.
Yeah.
Grabby patties.
Grabby patties. SpongeBob's going to make a comeback.
There's
going
to be like what if they make I'm not saying this year, but in the coming years, they make like a Krusty Krab, like an actual restaurant.
That would be sick.
Yeah, like the Mr. Beast Burger thing.
Yes.
There's this, like...
I would love that.
There's this company where you can turn, like, old fat... Or, like, old fast food or, like, current fast food restaurants into, like, your own, like, little...
That's insane.
Maybe,
separate
you know
restaurant.
How we have an A&W in this town?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I feel like A&W is gonna close down.
I mean, they've closed down before.
Yeah, but, like,
multiple
fully
times.
Closed down.
Yes.
Like the one in our town, or like
probably in general,
like A&W's
gone.
At least in America, because A&W is very prominent
in
Canada.
In Canada, yes.
Yeah.
But here, it's like,
not really known.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like that still exists. Like A&W
is
still
like,
a thing.
What is A&W?
We're like, yes.
Yeah, people will be like, what is A&W?
And we're like, guys, that's our whole that's our whole childhood.
Yeah.
I remember A&W in this town used to be so good, and then
now
it's
downhill.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
The only thing that's good there, their ice cream.
Yeah. They don't do anything right.
No.
Yeah, they kind of mess up a lot of things.
It's also not very sanitary place.
But, like, you can't really blame them. Like, the only people, you can blame the company, maybe not the people that work there, but they only hire high schoolers.
Yes. I mean,
that's kind of weird.
But if you think about it, there's no other job opportunities around here. high schoolers are mainly the only people going to get the job, and adults are not working at A&W.
Yeah.
So,
guys, the bung rail.
But
the bung rail.
The bung rail. All right.
Well,
we gotta end this.
Yeah, we gotta end the episode here.
Hope you enjoyed. Those are our predictions.
Yeah.
Bye. And it's also just us randomly talking.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see you later. We'll flush you later.
We'll flush you later.
Jamie, you gotta say it.
Yeah.
We'll flush you later.
Bye.
Bye.